Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith and narration which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. This hadith is regarding leniency in selling and buying, when conducting a transaction, being lenient with the customer and not being too hard on them, or vice versa. When you're selling something, being lenient on the customer, when you're buying something, on the owner of the product you wish to buy it from, not being too hard on them, not pestering them, and so on and so forth. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, "May Allah bestow mercy on someone who is liberal when he sells, when he buys," and then the Prophet continued to include other cases as well. He said, "when he judges and when he is judged." This is a very good prophetic practice. For people who are tradesmen, businessmen, or they're selling something or wish to buy something from the market, it's good to follow this prophetic practice. In the same vein, Imam Ali alayhi salam said something. Imam Ali alayhi salam was once admonished a man who was selling something, and told him, "I heard the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, leniency is one way to profit. As-samahu wajhum min ar-ribah." Right? Being lenient with the customer is actually one way to profit. If we're too hard on the customer and we're not lenient, the customer, let's say that he wants to haggle the price, wants to bring down the price, and we're not lenient with that, right? Eventually the customer will be turned away from us and we won't make any profit at all. Right, so being lenient is something good here, and it benefits both parties. Right, so this is one of the things that all of us should adopt. In a similar fashion, of course, this doesn't mean that we should try to bargain and these kind of things for all things and in all cases. For example, Imam Ali alayhi salam once said, "Bargain even for 2 dirhams, as he who is wronged is neither praised nor is he rewarded." Right? If it's somebody is cheating you, yeah, then you should kind of bargain and haggle with the seller, right? But if it's nothing, if the seller is selling you something at a reasonable price, right, then there's no need to bargain. Like the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "O Ali, do not bargain for 4 things when selling the sacrificial animal for the obligatory pilgrimage: the shroud, the servant, and the transportation to Mecca." Right, so there's some certain limitations or certain boundaries for bargaining, which we shouldn't cross over and shouldn't pass over. Obviously, these are things which have been elucidated and elaborated on in the books of fiqh and jurisprudence. And the details of the obligatory, prohibited, recommended transactions, and so on and so forth, these should be taken up there. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at leniency in buying and selling, in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin. وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد